Page 18. Super cocooning. It's back, and thanks to tech, it's bigger. Cocooning is undergoing a metamorphosis. Call it super cocooning. Thanks to always-on wireless internet connectivity and bigger, better TVs that reproduce pixel-perfect, high-definition video, cocooning is entering a new evolutionary stage. Consumers are staying home more, watching movies delivered via cable, satellite, internet, or disk, eating in, and transforming their apartments and houses into a shelter from the daily social storm. Everybody is nervous, really nervous, said trend forecaster Faith Popcorn, who coined the term cocooning in 1981. I think we are looking for protection. Old habits, new forms. Cocooning is not a new behavior. Born out of a mix of fear and fun, it became a trend identified with Cold War unease that led to stay-at-home entertainment, such as the first home video game systems, rec rooms, and the adoption of home swimming pools and trampolines. After the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, a refocus on cocooning occurred. And in the past 12 months, with the December 14 school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, many have a heightened sense of unease. We don't feel too safe, and people are getting more and more nervous about being vulnerable, Popcorn said. Cocooning is going strong in 2013. The numbers don't lie. An indication of super cocooning comes from a recent J.P. Morgan Chase analysis of credit card spending. Consumers with Chase Freedom credit cards spent significantly more, 65%, on electronics such as TVs and tablets during the last 3 months of 2012 than during the same period the year before, the firm found. Overall, consumers spent 2% more during the fourth quarter of 2012 than a year before, but spent less on hotels, 21% less, car rentals, 26% less, restaurants, 16% less, and tolls, 8% less. It does appear that consumers are staying closer to home, said Phil Christian of Chase Freedom. Let's not go to the movies. That trend is buttressed by the slowed growth in travel and tourism spending. On the plus side, movie theaters set a box office record of $10.8 billion in 2012. But overall attendance remained flat, according to Nielsen. That's in part because Hollywood is increasingly catering to consumers by getting films from theaters into homes more quickly via on-demand or pay TV services. Among those who stay close to home, a subset of about 7% of U.S. homes with internet access are inhabited by heavy home entertainment cocooners, said consulting and research firm Frank N. Magid Associates. They spend nearly $300 each month on pay TV, internet service, video games, on-demand video, music, books, newspapers, and magazines, said Magid. Why go out? These heavy cocooners are an affluent group. More than one-third, 35%, make $75,000 or more annually. Even a large portion of digital consumers in the $35,000 to $50,000 annual income bracket identified themselves as heavy cocooners. The emerging cocoon of home entertainment is being led by a new, technologically sophisticated, and more culturally diverse American consumer, said Andrew Hare, senior analyst for Magid. Consumers bought slightly more TVs last year than in 2011, with many upgrading to bigger displays, says NPD Group analyst Ben Arnold. The move toward big screen is part of that cocooning story. You've got tons of content options. You can call up Netflix or Amazon Video services directly on your TV. There's more HD content available, too, he said. There are a lot of reasons to stay home and either watch movies or sports on TV. picture quality has become better and better. One might argue that it's a better experience than in person. Stay home, stay safe. While convenience, cost, and quality of home theaters were the biggest factors cited for staying at home, security was a concern for several others who responded to USA Today about the subject on Twitter and Facebook. Said Dave Majewski of Ohio, "It's cheaper and more comfortable and safer." "That is a growing consumer sentiment," said Tom Campbell of Retailer Video and Audio Center in Los Angeles. He was surprised at the rate at which consumers began snapping up new $17,000 84-inch Ultra HD televisions after LG Electronics began shipping them. "We called some of them back to ask, 'Why did you buy it?' We found out that with the ever-increasing violence at sports events, people are becoming concerned about their safety," said Campbell. Socially averse. "Super cocooning is making us less social," said analyst Michael Greeson of the Diffusion Group. "Technology makes it possible for us to avoid leaving our homes, whether seeing a movie or getting food delivered, and," he said, "it can lessen our connections with others. With all the information and entertainment at arm's reach at home, why get out and meet up with a friend when you can chat on Facebook? Why go shopping for a book at Barnes & Noble when you can search through a virtually unlimited bookstore like Amazon and never leave your couch?" Trend analyst Popcorn doesn't see an end in sight for super cocooning. "If anything, we will line our cocoons with more technology like the Aluma Room that Microsoft showed off at the Consumer Electronics Show last month. Using a Kinect camera controller and projector, the Aluma Room turns your entire room into a 3D movie or a game environment. You can see the evolution," she said, "but it all comes out of the same thing. We're people getting more and more nervous about being vulnerable." Vocabulary focus. Metamorphosis. Coin. Vulnerable. Buttress. Cater to. Affluent. Emerging. Sight. Sentiment. Snap up.